Success story. Now go to the success story.
These three men decided to fight injustice, discrimination, and inequality. Their actions changed the lives of many. Here is their story.
Three Men of Peace.
The Man Who Had a Dream, Martin Luther King Jr. The event, inequality.
Racial segregation still existed in the south of the USA in the 1950s. In 1955, a black woman named Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat to a white man on a bus in Montgomery, Alabama. She was arrested and sent to prison.
The action, a boycott.
Martin Luther King was a Baptist minister in Montgomery. He asked the black people there to stop taking the bus until they were allowed to sit down like white passengers. The boycott lasted a year. The bus company lost a lot of money and gave in.
The result.
The bus boycott was a first step towards equality, and in 1964, racial segregation was banned in the USA.
Did you know?
Martin Luther King received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964. He was assassinated 4 years later, in 1968, aged 39. The third Monday in January is now a national holiday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin.
The Man Who Said No to Violence, Gandhi. The event, injustice.
Gandhi was born in India in 1869, but studied law in London. As a young lawyer, he went to work in South Africa. In 1893, he was forced to get off a train. Only the British, who ruled South Africa at the time, could travel first class. This injustice marked him.
The action, a peace march.
The British controlled India at the start of the 20th century. When Gandhi returned there, he saw other types of injustice. In 1930, to protest against a salt tax that the British made the Indians pay, Gandhi led a peaceful 400-kilometer-long march.
The result.
Gandhi went on hunger strike. He wanted Indians of all religions and social backgrounds to unite. In 1947, India obtained its independence from Britain.
Did you know?
Throughout his life, Gandhi used non-violent protest to fight injustice. He was assassinated in 1948, aged 78, on his way to a prayer meeting.
Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony.
The Man Who Made Peace with His Enemy, Nelson Mandela. The context. Segregation.
Since 1944, South African segregation laws, apartheid, had stopped black people from using the same buses, services, or even hospitals as whites. Mandela was a lawyer who supported non-violent action. He became one of the leaders of the black political party known as the ANC.
The action. Sabotage.
When 69 black Africans were killed by the police during a peaceful demonstration in 1960, Mandela decided that non-violent protest was no longer enough. He started to carry out acts of sabotage with the ANC. In 1963, he was sentenced to life imprisonment.
The result.
In 1989, in exchange for democracy, Mandela agreed to talk to the South African president, Frederick de Klerk, from his prison cell. In 1990, de Klerk announced the end of apartheid and that Nelson Mandela was free.
Did you know?
Mandela and Frederick de Klerk won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1993. Mandela became president of South Africa in 1997. He died in 2013, aged 95.
The greatest glory in living lies not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall.